So welcome to chapter number 3. It's titled My Reframing the Skill of Change. Says the Daily Dose of Bitachon, to develop and strengthen our bitachon, we need to override our Olam Hazeh viewpoint, which sees only what is in front of our eyes and feels only what our immediate impulses stir up. Before we explore this idea from the Chovos HaLevavos and others, I'd like to share a practical, skill-based approach to this goal that mental health therapists use widely to help clients break out of anxious or depressed thinking. I recently attended a course given by Rabbi Zev Brown, PhD, who discussed a psychological approach called CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. The cognitive aspect relates to our thoughts, the behavior is our actions, and there's an emotional component as well. The basis of CBT is that all three elements influence each other. Therefore, we can initiate a change in any or all of these areas by starting with one. In other words, how you think affects how you feel and act. How you act affects what you think and how you feel. And how you feel affects how you think and act. Each one impacts the other, as illustrated in the model above. There's a chart on the side where it just shows each of these pointing to the other, that all of these affect each other. However, Dr. Brown began his lecture with cognition, thought, and gave a precise muscle to explain how changing the thought can change a person's physical reaction. Imagine someone's walking down the street, and the person walks over to him and knocks him down, completely unprovoked. The victim would probably jump up and start screaming at the attacker, "What are you doing? What's wrong with you?" Any normal person would explode. Then Dr. Brown asked, is that a guaranteed immediate reaction? Is that reaction an innate midah? If a person throws someone to the ground, must the victim automatically be upset? Does being thrown on the ground cause him to be upset? His answer was the second scenario. Somebody inherits $30 million. He decides that he's going to knock someone down, and if the person he knocks down hugs him instead of berating him, he will give that person $1 million. Now imagine that someone hears about this plan and tells a friend about it. If his friend gets knocked down, he will surely jump up and give the man a hug and a kiss and collect $1 million. Let us now readdress the question. What reaction does being thrown to the ground evoke? Does it evoke hugs and kisses, or does it cause a tirade? The answer is that the attack itself evokes neither reaction. It is the thought of the person being pushed down that decides how he reacts and how he processes the experience. Rivaldi says that the Rambam places the topic of midah in Hilchos Deos, the laws of mindset, because our actions are all rooted in our mindset. In the coming lessons, we will learn how the Chovos HaLevavos imparts this understanding to us as a foundation of bitachon. In addition, we can have confidence in our ability to master this skill because thousands of people are doing it so right now. In our time, to break out of this psychological issue, we can use the same skill for the far greater and everlasting achievement of attaching ourselves to Hashem and enjoying the menuchas nefesh that it brings. We learn from this chapter that we have the ability to reprogram our minds, to control the way we think in any and all situations. If that's the case, then let us start reprogramming ourselves to think of bitachon, of trust in Hashem. Perhaps we can use a little bit of a clever hint. The approach that we learned and discussed in this chapter was called CBT, which really stands for Cognitive Behavioral Therapy. But perhaps we can understand that it really means something even deeper. Constant bitachon and trust. If we reframe our minds to constantly believe in Hashem, we trust in Hashem, have bitachon in every situation, emotional, behavior, and even our thoughts, will be able to make us come closer to Hashem and realize that every situation is the best situation.